Okay, and we're off. Today we're going to do Sukkot 16, 17, and 18. Bit of a Shishim, Yafutal Bob, Bit of a Shishim, Rabbi Shela, and Atmos Isser Heter. Again, once again, if anyone needs any more chairs, there's a couple more in the back. Latecomers, if you want, maybe take next door. Probably some more chairs there if we need. I'm here to make some, David Menachal after Shir. We'll go from there. Yeah, you in the back, you have something to say? No, nothing? All right, gotcha. Okay. Great, thank you all for coming, much appreciated. Let's get to it. So we are going to learn a little bit about Bittul B'Shishim. So Gemara, our Gemara in Sadi Zayin, I believe, discusses Bittul, right? How much do you need for Bittul? In Shishim? Need Me'a? I don't know. So the Bash says Gemara when it comes to Bittul B'Shishim is that what? Shishim is a din in the Tam. There's a din called Ruf, that's Mevatel. There's a din called Shishim, there's a din Tam. That's the Chazal ascertained how much it takes to get rid of Tam, and that was Shishim. Then all of a sudden comes Rashi. Even if you tested it and there was no taste, you still need Shishim. Meaning, what's Rashi saying? Even with taste, you still need a din Shishim. What? Wait a minute. Rashi. If the goy can taste it, then why do you also need Shishim? So the Ramban kind of meets Rashi halfway. It says conceptually Rashi's right, you need Shishim, but it's only Bliya, so you can assume that you have Shishim. And so basically he's saying, in a Kanami Rashi's right, but it's just a different spin on Rashi that you can assume you have Shishim. If there is no Tima. Comes to us and says, what? No. Tam is the driving force. Shishim and Tam go hand in hand. If there's no Tam, there's no need for Shishim. Because again, it's all about taste. So then just kind of how far, this Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, where does it go? How far does it go? So the Gemara says when you don't have a Kfeila, it's B'Shishim. Aye, but then how does that help us? If Shishim is just a din in Bittul, right? As I'm going to say, of course, I'll leave it to Rashi. That Shishim is the sheer bittul, nothing to do with Tam, so then what's Pshat? How did the Kfela and the Shishim work together? So it must be that there is some bit of taste by Shishim. It's not just a bittul Alma. So it has to be that this is a better way of ascertaining something. It's a Hukhacha based on Rov. It's Shishim, and Kfela is even better. And therefore, so if you can't use a Kfela, you have to use that. And we said that Rebbe said that when it comes to the same Pesachim Daftal, I believe, right, that the Gemara says you have to ask the guy, if he checked, but based on Rov, it should be fine that he checked. So this is when you have a better opportunity to ascertain, so you have to. And you have to do that, and therefore it would be a problem here. And therefore, you need Shishim and Kvela. Comes to Shach, and so we're kind of using Shir Bittul Kula. Let's say you have Bittul B'Shishim. Then can you eat it? Great question. No, you can't. Sorry, based on A, then they're about him. Why not? So Primi Gotham says that there's taste even after Bittul B'Shishim. It's Tam Kolish, therefore it's Mutter. The Rav said maybe you can use the Shir Bittul like Rashi and say it's Heter Gomer to eat it because it is a Shir Bittul and we view it as if it's already gone and already done. Okay, fine. That was the, right, good. So that was Shir Bittul Kula, the Rav, Primi Gadim, Rashi, Tosos, the first half of the second. Then we went into the Mordechai. We got two Mordechais, eh? He brings up two cases. Well, they're really two Mordechais, three cases. First Mordechai brings up a case of Sichsuche Rok. Woman's doing chalitza. She has to spit. The question is, she's ready to spit, and she spits out blood. Question is there spit in there? So the Gemara says, yeah. EF Shar below Sichsuche Rok. There has to be some spit, even the blood. Another case of a Ziva. Right, a man's mitame, if they touch someone as well. Shich Bazar is a lower level. What if a Zav has the mission of Shich Vazera? Would we treat that as Shich Vazera, or would it be a higher level of a Zav? Right? Shich Vazera of a Zav, so we say, no, there has to be some Zav in there. Must be. So wait a minute. We're worried about Tichsuchim, but... What about Bittul? I don't know. Chesed on the back. Bittul? So he says the Modche, that no, the din of Bittul, if it's Bala Olam B'tah Roves, what's it called? Balolam b'tah roves. So he said, "Oh, spit and blood are from different parts." No, that's called balolam. When they actually came into the world, they were balolam b'tah roves, and therefore, since they are balolam b'tah roves, they are not mevatel. That's the first. That's the sheet of the Mordechai, as we're going to see more. Mm-hmm. Everyone good? Good. Now we have a case of a ben pikua. What's a ben pikua? Is a fetus whose mother was shechted while the fetus was in the womb. So we view the fetus as if it's shechted. It could be walking and talking, doesn't matter. You don't talk. But walking, it's still shechted. But can you drink the milk, right? But then let's say what happened in a case where animal, there's an animal in the mother's womb, you shift on the mother, but right before that, the animal stuck its arm out of the womb. So then what? What's the problem there? It's no longer benpikua because it was out. So now you have a suffix. So can you drink the milk of this benpikua? That's the question here. Taka, good question. So is this a derabana? If it was being like Abraham and Achai, you'd be allowed to because then the milk isn't us. But if it's more like chazer, it's real isser in the gomer. So you say, since it's the rice of the machmir, why isn't the foot mevatel b'shishin versus the animal? That's the kasha. The Taz comes and says, we have no idea how much milk came from, and therefore we can be mevatel. And then Taz says, we can't be mevatel because we don't know where it came from, so we don't know which animal is responsible, so we're allowed to be mevatel. But wait a minute. If it's Bala Olam B'Tah Robes, how can the Taz say that we can employ Bitol in this case? Yeah? Bala B'Tah Robes seems to be impossible to be Mevatel. And Taz just said we can be Mevatel the milk. So comes another Yehuda, which is going to come back later on in Sugyas. So stay tuned. And says you can't employ Bitol in a case of Rove. But Shishim, Bala B'Tah Robes, not a problem. But then comes the Adaphraim and says, what are you talking about? How can you say Shishim and Rov are different? They're the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Therefore, Boaz Tegur's Machlokas is exactly our Rashi and Tosus. Our Rashi and Tosus. What are our Rashi and Tosus? Whether or not Shishim is Din Bitol or not. If he's like Rashi, it's Din Bitol, then it's totally different than Rov. And then he's like, no, the Yehuda. But if he's like Tosus, like the Ephraim, then he can't. Givaldik. Then we said, why should there be a difference? And we had another Mordechai. Right? The Gemara says a case where you have grapes, wine, and then you had some mashkin shizavu, some of the grapes leaked. Yeah? So, is that mutter? Or do we view the mashkin shizavu as being mevatel? Comes the Mordechai and says, why not? It's fine. Because, why? Because it's Bala Olam B'Tah Robes. All of a sudden, we're using Bala Olam B'Tah Robes as a way to be mevatel. Isn't Bala Olam B'Tah Robes impossible to be mevatel? So comes Marit Al-Ghazi in Bechairis. It says there's a difference. In Chulin, is it really Bala Olam B'Tah Robes? No. In Shabbos with the grapes. Is it really Bala Olam B'Tah Robes? It was already there. The grapes were already there. Some wine came out. But it's not really Bala Olam B'Tah Robes. And therefore, there's a chesaron in the Mevatel. The question is a chesaron in the Mevatel. Right? If it's a chesaron in the Mevatel, and there's not enough there to, it's not strong enough, so that's one way. That's when the rove. Rove, there's not enough there to be mevatel. But shishim, it's such a strong mevatel, and therefore you can mevatel it. Menari is so small, and therefore it's mevatelese. That is the bittel is there. But Rebbe Melechel, you don't have to go down the route of Marid al-Ghazi about be there or not. Is there a natural bala olam b'tah robes? The chuk, roke and ziva are natural. They come together from the body. So therefore they're not mevatel. But in a general case, there's two things in the world that would be mevatel. Bala B'Tah Robes is the only problem when you need bittul, but shishim is a din bittul, it's kiman delis, and that's fine. Fine. So just as Chazara, we quoted Rashi, who gives this din of sheer bittul. Tosus, who says, what are you talking about? It's just a din of where it's tam. Hard stop. Then we said, kveila, you still need a kveila, it's a gehochacha. Sheer bittul, right? If it's more than shishim, can you eat it? So we said, the Rav's Chiddush, that it's sheer bittul, or tam kalash. We quoted the Mordechai, this is Bala B'Tah Robes. Then we said, wait a minute. Ben Pakua, part of it, the Taz said, it's more to drink the milk. If it's Bala B'Tah Robes, how could it be Mevatel? So he said, Shishin versus Rov, the Chilik and Rabbi Yehuda, got a prime Cholik on that. How could it be that since, so he said, the Rabbi Yehuda, we brought that another Mordechai, and it just depends how strong the Mevatel is, so therefore, it gets Shishin to be a strong Mevatel, and therefore, in the case over here also, there's a strong enough Mevatel. Marid al-Ghazi gave another Chilik about between the two Mordechais. Right, whether they actually exist in the world, or they were always B'Tah Robes, and then comes Rebbe and says, no, F-shirt, it's because it's a natural B'Tah Robes. Spit is very different than wine and grapes. Those are different.
Rebbe mentioned
something about. Okay, that was Sugya number 16, Bittul B'Shishim. Now, Sugya number 17, Yalfusa, the Bittul B'Shishim, B'Zroa B'Shela. So again, what the Gemara tells us, the Gemara told us again, we have a Din Meah, and we have a Din Shishim. But where does it learn from? Zerah B'Shela. Zerah B'Shela is an interesting korban because it's eaten for a different amount of time than Moshlam. Interesting. But, Shraga 5 on the back. When I cook a Zerah B'Shela, they're going to be blias, and all of a sudden you're telling the Tzar to eat it. how could the Tsar eat it if it's cooked with usur? Interesting. How could he eat it? So he says, comes to Torah and says, no, you're still allowed to. Bittul b'shishim or bittul b'meah. That's the thing that's learned out from here. Comes to us and says, no, the Torah is using psukim to us. It's an all asmachta. Where is shishim from? Shishim is from? Oh, and it's Tom. It's just a din of Tom. Nothing else. Comes Rashi and says, I don't agree to this. It's not just an asmachta. Even if you have shishim, as long as there's food, Tom, you have to throw out the food on a derabana level. Aye, but before Rashi said this, what did it sound like? Shishim is mevatel deoraisa. Aye, there's din derabana, you can't eat it, but shishim is mevatel deoraisa. Even if there's Tom, it would still be mutter. That's what it sounded like on a deoraisa level. But how could Rashi learn the din of shishim on a deoraisa level? By min b'she'enu mino, from min b'mino. Right, Rashi's learning out from min b'mino, from this case of Zoro b'she'la. To learn out shishim to min b'she'enu mino. And also, he doesn't even hold Tom Kikun's Doraisa. So, he's learning a din of shishim that it would have been found at a Doraisa level, even though he doesn't hold Tom Kikun's Doraisa, and he's learning out from min b'mino to min b'she'enu mino. So, it comes from Marik and says, when Rashi made the statement, he was just saying a little bit to people who follow Tom Kikur Doraisa, that according to them, they hold this would be the core for Tom Kikur, would be from this case. You still run into the problem of min b'mino to min b'she'en amino. Fine. But, fine, that's one side. Marik says, only leave with those mandavas. Comes Chassam Sofer and says, maybe Rashi feels that shishim doesn't do with bittul tam. What does that have to do with? Sheer bittul of the blias. Not necessarily the tam. And therefore, even though Tom Kaker is Derabana, Shishim is still Doraisa. Alright, so let's try to be Machriya. So comes Rashi and sees something Sam Sofer. Why don't we have to worry about the taste? Because there is already a Din Shishim. Because there's already a Din Shishim, therefore there's a Shir Bittul, so don't worry about the taste. So how can the Maharik understand this? Why would we not be worried about the taste afterwards? So maybe it's because it's Tom Kolish. And therefore, it's only Derabana, Doraisa will be fine. But again, that was right the Ma'arik and Chassam Sofer. How do we understand Rashi? Is he going to leave the Mandamar or Tom Kikur Doraisa? Or is he going to leave the Mandamar himself, Tom Kikur Derabana, and yet there's still a Din Shishim? Yeah? But again, what did we say before? We had a couple questions. We said Rashi said, hey, Tom Kikur Derabana, so we dealt with that. Right? That was the Ma'arik and the Chassam Sofer. But what about a Din of Min B'mino? Makor from Mish'en Amino from Makor of Min B'mino? So it could be, some sofer saying, that if the whole din is totally out of sheer bittul, so there's totally out of sheer bittul, right? Doesn't matter then. Sheer bittul is a sheer bittul, whether it's been mino, whether it's been mishimi. It's not about taste. Aye, but wait a minute, what about rove? Can't hear you in the back?
Yavish.
Oh, yavish, b'yavish, lach, b'lach, shkoyach, thank you. There's different. Yavish, b'yavish is rove, lach, b'lach is shishim. It sounds like yavish, b'yavish is more mutter. But we said chazmin only plasma yavish biyavish, so kind of interesting just to see how we employ yavish biyavish in the bittul there. Fine. Fine. Then we said the Ramban said Rashi was only saying shishim's deoraisa according to the bin. He says Tom Kikur derabanan, it's not a leave it himself. And so we just quoted the case we've always been quoting as a nafkamina between Rashi and everyone else, seemingly, is the case Mishpach. Right, if you don't know. But it sounds like right. All these Rishonim are holding that Rashi says Shishim is Doraisa, even though it doesn't hold Tom Kikur's Doraisa. That would be the Chacham Sofer. Everyone else is saying, no, the only leave the Mandavar is Tom Kikur's Doraisa. So according to the Chacham Sofer, this whole Nafkamina would be difficult because he still holds Shishim even though it doesn't hold Tom. Why would Rashi then require Kfela? So again, we kind of quoted this a little bit before, just about a Din Bir. You have to really try to be Mavar, exactly what the taste is, whenever you can. You need to do it as well as possible. So again, what did Rashi say? Rashi said, right, Shishim versus Rov, Lach Balach, Yavish B'Yavish, you only need Shishim and Lach Balach. So now comes the Rambam, and the Rambam was discussing the Mimino. When do you need Shishim? What does it mean? Never the Isser boats me to. You have to mamish just like, you had it? You had Isser? Boom, gone. You have none left. That was how the Rambam explained it. Would there be a difference in Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish? No. You just have to mamish get rid of it entirely. We quoted the Rush earlier in the year. What did the Rush think Min B'Mino was? Was a gzeira ought to be mishenu mino. Aye, when would that gzeira make sense? Only in case of lach balach. So now, the Rambam who said it applies both lach balach and yavish, the Rashi said only applies, shishim only lach balach. And now we have Rashi, Alib, the Chassam Sofer, who said it only applies in lach balach also. But for a very different reason than the Rashi. It's not about a gzeira. It's just about what you're being mivato. How you can be mivato. It's not a din in a gezera to anything. So again, we have Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rush. Rashi and the Rush say the same thing, but the Rush is because of gezera, and Rashi says it's a din in the bittel, which is a very interesting kind of way that they come together in the end, but their beginnings, their point, how they got there is very different. And we just said the Chassam Sofer doesn't seem to have a single Rishon on his side, who brings up this chiluk, but then comes the Tosfos Babadzion and Gimel and Aleph, which kind of says this exact chiluk about Lach Balach, which is Yavish B'Yavish, within that Tosfos. And we said that and then we quoted Akiva Eger, who said, oh, is it Basar Shmal, Basar Tam? We said it could have been just Tali, just uses Rashi as Din Doraisa of Sukkum of Zerah B'Sheila, and then you're good because you have a Din Bittel of B'Shishim, and you don't even need anything else. Shmal Taima, it's just a Din Bittel. I don't have that so clear, but that's basically. Yeah, right, exactly. It's not a Din and Tam, and so then the question has to get off the ground because it's not a Din and Tam.
What is that? Where it has the same name and has a
different time. Yeah, I mean, we quoted that.
Apple
we quoted that earlier. Kor to Tosfos said it earlier, like what is the case of Basar Shma but not Tam? Like
it had spoiled.
Right.
It still had apple once.
Right. Would you have the same name but different taste? I mean you could have almost
unless it's just different to Lach
Balach. Right, unless you have like unless you have two different apples, let's say.
You
could have one apple that tastes like a little more sour and one apple that's a little sweeter, and it's the same thing. I don't know. Right, I don't know if you're right exactly. Unless it looks, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know exactly how we quantify that.
Okay, we'll just phrase it
as that.
Shishin.
Yeah. So again,
Zerah Bishla is how does Zerah Bishla fit?
Because that's Rashi's just saying it's all a dinin in Shishin, not right, not in the Tom, exactly.
Not
Tom. Right, it's just Shishin. Right, it's just a din in the Shishin, not a din in the Tom, and therefore you don't have to go to any other fancy roots. You can just say it's a din in Shishin. So again, we quoted Tosfos who thought it's all derabanan. We quoted Rashi who was unclear. We had a couple questions in Rashi, right? A, he doesn't want Tom Kikr's Doraisa, so how could he say that Shishim's been Mazel Doraisa? And even if he does, how can he learn out from Min B'Mino to Mish Ein Aminam? So either he's saying it's Alibi the Mandamers who say Shishim is Tom Kikr's Doraisa, and that's a Shishim. Or he's saying that there's a real din Shishim. Rashi seems to say it's fine. If it would be more than Shishim, i.e., the taste would still be there afterwards. It sounds like it would be fine. So that sounds like he's saying Shishim's about to do right. Like Tom Sofer, he said, maybe the Maharik would just say, no, it's Tom Kolish. How could it be a Makor from Mishen Amino? Because it's a Shir Bittel, not a Shir and Tom. Then we said, Lach Balach Yavish B'Yavish. Everyone, right? Then we said, just going back to the classic Nafkamina about Nishpach, would that apply? If Rashi really holds Shishim still do right, so it wouldn't really be Nafkamina because it wouldn't be a Din Tom Kicker. And then we supported Rambam and the Rosh and Rashi, all those different cases. Then we said, right, Gezeira, and then Rashi, who just says, Shir Bittol, exactly, only by Yavish B'Yavish, only by Lach B'Lach, sorry. Then we said, the Chassam Sofer has no Tosfos on his side. Then we said, the Kiveir could have used this to answer the question of what exactly is going on here, because it's not a din in the Tam, it's just a din in the Shishim. Good. That was Sugya numero 17. Now we are up to Sugya numero 18. Asmos Isser V'Heter. A little more mathematical Sugya, if you will. Let's get to it. Again, we've been on the Gemara about Zerah B'Sheila for a while. Zerah B'Sheila, and we will continue to be on the Zerah B'Sheila. Stay tuned tomorrow, where we learn more about Zerah B'Sheila. We have to figure out numbers, right? We know there are two opinions in the Gemara, Shishim and Mayach. What is the difference? One of them is bones, and one of them is not bones. The question is, what about... But why should that make a difference? Shouldn't the ratio stay the same? No. If I include the heather bones, I should include the Isser bones. If I include the Isser bones, I should include the heather bones. How can each be the same? No, I'm only including this one. No, come on. Either way, how can bones make a difference? That's the question. We're going to see a lot of answers. Rashi, it's not the same ratio. You're adding different ratios. When you add the bones, there's a lot more meat, and so you're going to have a lot more here, and that would give you meat mea. The ratio is not obviously the same. Yerushalmi said the heter bones are going to help us, but the iser bones aren't going to hurt us. So heter only. Mm-hmm. And Rashi didn't want to go down this route because he didn't want to like start bringing in only matir bones, you know? Like that's where mehechte is, it's tough for Rashi. Mm-hmm. Yerushalmi goes one step further there and says the iser bones help us too. Right, with the Rashi's like, what? Because you have then, what do you have? You have helpful bones and you have iser bones and heter bones coming to help you. And Rashi said, so again, so now kind of as a sikum. If you say shishim, so osmus isra or osir, osmus heter matir, right? It's just include the bones, and they're going to be different ratios, and therefore do that. Include the bones. But then according to Rashi, who says the other way, what would he say? So osmus isra in osir, osmus heter in matir. It would be, if you're talking meya, just don't include the bones according to Rashi. Right? If you're talking shishim, use the bones according to everyone, and that'll change your numbers. According to Rashi in meya, though, isra is not osir, heter isn't matir. The Rosh says, no, Isser is not Oser, but Heter is Matirin, right? So only include the Heter bones. And the Yerushalmi says, no, actually include both of them. The Yerushalmi. Well, the Rosh quoted Yerushalmi. Yeah, right. So again, no bones for Meya. Rashi says, all bones included for Shishim.
Mm-hmm.
The Rosh said, only include the Heter bones. Then the Yerushalmi said, both bones help you. Comes to the Yerushalmi and says, Klipos are Mivat al Yisr, not Mivat though. Which sounds a lot like man. So what's Pshat? The Rosh, exactly. The Yerushalmi carries today, Klipos and Samos are both included. And our Gemara doesn't fit nicely. Okay, our Gemara sounded like if you put those in, then you need Meya. No, Lav Dafka. But the Ramban says, no, Shlo Kalacha, therefore Asmus Yisr would actually be Oser and not just Het there. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Both, according to the Ramban, Osmos Heter, Osmos Isser Oser. Against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said they would help, but the Ramban is saying no, they don't. And the Ramban may be a chalai between bones and peels. And when the Yerushalmi is a peel, so peels don't do anything, bones have days, which makes it part of the problem, and that's what they'd be different.
Peel is a skinnier?
Peel is an egg, because that's the case over there is a peel and an egg.
That's what I thought, but then
yeah, there are two cases. Peel. Yeah.
That's what I was like, how's your mouth?
Yeah, there are two cases. There's our case of bones and the case of eggs. We're just saying eggs aren't included because the peels are different. So again, so we quoted our case. Then we said the Ramban rejected the Shamas Sukalacha, Atmos is Rostrin. The Rosh says Klipos and Atmos are both included. The Ran says Klipos wouldn't be included, Atmos would be included. Then the Shulchan Aruch is make it out like the Shama, that you can use whatever you want. The Shach is like the Ran, there's different bones and soft bones. The Ramak, which is not to use the trait bones to be Matir, which
yeah,
was. The Ramban said.
Shach.
Yeah. Yeah, the Ran. Yeah, and he was mistarif to try to understand both the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. That you can only use the hard bones, not the soft bones, because the soft bones include Isser. The Ramak would teach him not to use the treif bones, so don't use Asmos Isser. But the Shulchan Aruch allowed you to use Asmos Isser, which sounds like exactly Yerushalmi. And the Ramak is saying, don't follow the Yerushalmi, he says do everything. Right, and then at the end of the day, where did the Ramban make it? Who says the Asmos Isser Osirin? Nowhere. And he didn't make it on Shulchan Aruch, even though he's based off the Bible entirely. So again, we saw four ways of understanding the Gemara. Rashi says, without bones, right? Shishim is without bones. Sorry, it's with bones. Throw in all the bones. Asmus is Osirin, Asmus Heter Matirin. According to Rashi, the other way would be no bones. According to the Rosh, only Asmus Heter included, Asmus Isser aren't included. Yerushalmi says, Asmus Isser Ve Heter Matirin. Then we said the Ramban said right. Then we said the Yerushalmi. Sorry, we had the Yerushalmi first. The Rosh says Yerushalmi carries the day. Klipos and Atzamos are both included. Yeah, which sounds like the other way. Right, the Ramban goes against that and says Shlok Halacha. Therefore, Isser would be Osirin, and the Rosh would be Mechalik between peels and bones. Bones are a problem. Peels aren't. Shulchan Aruch was outright Mekel. The Ramak would teach Omer not to be like the Yerushalmi, and then the Shach quotes the Ran. Bones. Exactly. And the Ramban, who said Asmus and Osirin aren't included anywhere, didn't make the page in the Shulchan Aruch. Those are Sugya 16, 17, 18. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a wonderful day.